You're listening to 88.9 FM and HD1. We're online at WQCS.org. I'm Tiffany Termini. What would you do if you found a treasure trove of World War II letters? Well, maybe you would make a play out of them.
Dear Eva, it looks as though you are going to have a soldier boy for a brother before long if things keep going as they are. The war is looking very bad for us now. It may not be long before the U.S. gets into the war.
That was Paul Janinch, a retired journalism professor and a former newspaper editor. He was reading a letter to a woman named Eva, written during the World War II era. Janinch co-wrote a play based on more letters from that time called Dear Eva. He and his co-author, Catherine Ladnier, will give a reading of highlights from the play. It's a part of the Lifelong Learning Program at Indian River State College. It will take place on Friday, January 24th at 3 p.m. in the planetarium at the college's main campus in Fort Pierce. Janinch joins us now with more information. First off, tell me a little bit about the play itself.
Yes, the play is based on real World War II letters that were saved by a woman named Eva Lee Brown, who, when she was young, lived in Easley, South Carolina. When Eva died, her daughter Catherine Ladnier went to South Carolina and went through all of her mother's belongings, and she found boxes and boxes of letters and other memorabilia from the World War II era. And she approached me in Connecticut and asked if I would like to work with her to transform the best of the letters into something dramatic.
How did you go about sifting through the letters?
So for a couple of years, the two of us went through the letters. We had them keyboarded into a database. It was about 400 letters. We selected about 150 that we thought were the most dramatic and the most vivid. And we arranged them into storylines. It's not just a grab bag of letters. There's stories.
Tell me about some of those stories.
Eva's brother Bill, before the war starts, hope he doesn't get drafted, but he is drafted, and he turns out to be a very effective member of the Air Corps. Other letters are from a young man, a relative of Eva's, whose mother told him, for heaven's sake, don't fly. So he does fly, and he's shot down over France. But he survives, and he writes about this experience. Other letters describe the sacrifices made on the home front, rationing, shortage of goods, restrictions on travel, and so on. So it's like soap operas, real-life soap operas. These letters convey the drama, the frustration, the exasperation of the lives of these ordinary people who are living in an extraordinary time.
So what about letters to and from Eva? After all, the play is named Dear Eva.
She receives letters from young men in the service she meets at dances and other social events at Army bases in South Carolina. They're amusing. They're sort of tug at your heartstrings. Dear Eva, I'm glad I met you at the dance last night. I wasn't drunk. I was just feeling good, and I hope I can see you again. Letters like that. There's also a bunch of letters that were written to a man she ultimately married, whom she met at one of these social events in South Carolina. His name is Harry Ladnier.
The reading of the highlights of Dear Eva will take place on Friday, January 24th at 3 p.m. at the Planetarium on Indian River State College's main campus in Fort Pierce. To find out more about the Lifelong Learning Center and to RSVP for the reading, visit the link on our website, WQCS.org. You can also hear Janinch with his Treasure Coast essay every Monday on WQCS. For 88.9 FM, I'm Tiffany Termini.